Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What was it like to grow up in Brooklyn, New York in the 1980s, where the murder rate was arguably, or maybe statistically, at its highest? What kind of hurt and pain did people go through? Our guest today was there, grew up there, and he's here to share what it was like. He's also here to share what Christ did in his life then and since then to bring him to the place where he is today. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Whether you're living in New York, or whether you're living in sunny Florida, or Texas, California, in Oregon or Washington, another state, or even in Hawaii, to remind you that the Lord loves you and knows you. Perhaps you're hearing this on the internet and you're listening from another country. The Lord, His reach, reaches out to you as well, dear one. For you to know how much He loves you, knows you, that He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away, and mine, and our guests. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And so we talk about the living Christ who works and moves so graciously in the lives of people. Just like Miguel Cardona. He's an active member of New Hope Windward. He serves by helping to set up and break down the church ministry, in a ministry called the Levites. Miguel has a gift to teach. He enjoys teaching about discipleship, prayer, and unity. He also runs a men's small group with a passion to guide them into an intimate relationship with the Heavenly Father. Miguel often shares his life experiences and his understanding on how it has molded and shaped him into the man he is today. He and his wife, Miranda, live in Kaneohe, Oahu, along with their two children, Gabriel and Glory Shalom. Miguel, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you for having me, Danny. It's such an honor, and I'm humbled to be here.
I mentioned Brooklyn, New York. Let's go further. Where in Brooklyn, and how did you get there?
Well, I was born in Manhattan, and we lived in Manhattan for several years. Then we moved to Brooklyn, known as Bedford-Stuyvesant, and it was very, very. It was a very difficult time. It was a place called, as we know, as the ghetto, and it was something to behold with your eyes. The way the streets were, the way families lived, is a lot of sadness. It was a lot of aggression, and being from a single mom, with my father not in my life, it was very, very hard to understand why am I here.
What happened with your dad?
Well, my dad, they got a divorce when I was really young. I say I was probably 3 years old. 3 to 4 years old when they got a divorce, and I seen him a handful of times before he passed away, and so I never really had a understanding of what it is to have a father, and I didn't know that was going to affect my life, not having that understanding of what it means to have a father, what it means to have one to approve of you, one to mentor you, one to love you, and especially one to say that I love you. That was hard to grasp.
So without a father, but with a single mom, who would you say influenced you in your early years?
You know, Danny, at first it was my mom. We used to spend hours and hours just sitting and talking, and I learned how to listen because she had a lot of heartaches and she had a lot of trials and what she was going through as a single parent, financially, emotionally. And I was the one that would sit down with her and just listen to her, and I'll cry with her. And I was a young guy, so I was learning how to listen. And
well, how old were you at the time?
Well, at that time I was 11, 12 years old. Mm. Yeah, and I just I didn't know that was going to be one of my gifts. When you give someone your ear, you give them your heart, and just to give her my ear, because I didn't know how to explain these things. I didn't know how to comprehend them. But just to sit down and just to say, I'm going to hear you, Mom. We were close. And she influenced me. And the pastor that I grew up with, he was a big influence in my life. But as we'll find out, Danny, that turned around and really affected my life.
Growing up on the streets of New York, I think by just saying that, there is a point of distinction. New York has that certain quality about it as a city, but particularly in the 80s, this was a very rough time, to say the least. What happened on Times Square? What were they showing there in the ticker tape there, you know, regarding stocks and, you know, giving news coverage? What would they say?
Yeah, they would use that to inform the people how the stocks was doing and major information. And one of the information that was done on a daily basis, they would put how many people were killed by handguns during that time. And the average will reach anywhere from 15 to 2,000 per year. And it was so prominent that they would advise the people that this is the type of life that was going on in the inner cities.
I mean, a lot has happened since then, bringing it into the 21st century. But going back, I sense, Miguel, there's a tenderness in you when we mention father, when we mention influence. And then there are some changes that took place. What happened?
Oh, Danny, when someone mentions the word father, it strikes the core in me of my identity, because that's the hardest part that I try to identify with. As a father now, I realize how much love and how much attention they need. And so me not receiving that, I will have a lot of questions. And then I became a Christian at the early age of 13. And I didn't have a concept of what it means to see God as a father. I saw him as God. I saw him as someone that was mighty. And you hear the messages of how great he is and how powerful he is. But when they spoke about him being a father, I couldn't grasp that. I couldn't understand that because I'd never experienced that. So it was hard for me to see him as my heavenly father.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, I went to a church in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, called Ark of Safety Pentecostal Church. And my mom was going there at that time. And I just heard the message, and I came to a point that, I'm 13. I could understand this, that we need a Savior, and Christ is mentioned as the Savior. And he died for my sins, and I needed some sort of comfort. I needed something to fall back on, and that's what I fell back on. And I accepted him as my Savior, not with a full understanding of what it meant to be a Christian, but I knew there was something that drawed me to him, and I accepted him as my Savior at 13 years old.
How did you grow from that? From that point on?
Well, Danny, it was an experience that first, it brought great joy to me. And I got really close with the pastor there. And then something happened that just really rocked my world. And they had an evangelist come, and he was asked to do what we call today a conference, and he was there for several days, and he agreed to it, but he said that he didn't have the money to for lodging. He had the money for transportation, so my mom stepped up and said, "You could stay at our house," while the conference was going on. And so he came home with us after the first day, and I'm sitting there and I'm hearing this man. And then so we got home, and my mom fed him, opened up the home. And he says, as we were getting ready for bed, he says, I'd like to read the Bible to you. And I said, okay, this is a evangelist or whatever, a pastor. And so I'm in my bed, and he's sitting down next to the bed, and he's reading the scriptures. Danny, but as he's reading the scriptures, his hand is going under the sheet, of where I was sleeping, and I would move, thinking that maybe he's just trying to, but he would keep on reading the Bible, but his hand would be going under the sheet, Danny, and I couldn't tell you what went on at that particular time, because it's like when you go blank, when something happens and you go blank. I couldn't fathom that could happen to a boy. You know, those things you hear about happening to girls, never thought that could happen to a boy, especially from another man. And the next day came, and he was on the pulpit, I'm sitting there watching this, and the next day he comes home again, and same thing happens, and so now my trust in men, it really went out the window,
You're listening to Miguel Cardona. And as you can tell, this is coming from a very deep place. We're talking about the deep recesses of a young man's life, the age of 13, in church. I mean, how do you put into words as a young person abuse? How do you put into words hypocrisy? How do you put into words utter confusion and pain? And the impact that it's going to have throughout his life. Well, Miguel is here. A man who's been healed through deep brokenness to reach others who may be broken. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Nothing quite seems or feels as good as a true friend. Someone you can trust. I mean, really trust. You can bear your heart and soul, and there you are, received, welcomed. And to know that they will not turn on you. But the flip side of that is absolutely devastating when you, or when we, face betrayal. I mean, it evokes emotions that are hard to describe. The Lord has sent a guest here today. His name is Miguel Cardona, a special man of God who is openly sharing the things that he's experienced early on in his life. If you were to see him and see how God is using him today, you would marvel at the way God can work in someone with great redemption and hope. And it's my prayer that today you would experience the hope of Christ as you listen to him. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Again, Miguel Cardona is here with us. Find out more about his ministry, his church, there with Pastor Dave Barr, New Hope Windward, at nhww.org. nhww.org. And to get this program in its entirety, perhaps you're tuning in right now, you want to hear the whole thing. Oh, yes, you do. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get the podcast for free. Miguel, this traveling evangelist comes. Is reading the Bible at night because your mom volunteered your home. He's in your room. But as you described, his hands, as he's reading, his hands going beneath the sheets and doing unspeakably despicable things. Then it happens the next night. What, take us back, what happened from then on?
Well, like Danny, like I said, it was when that happened, when I realized what he was doing, I kind of went into a blank, and to try to describe it, it's just something that you see. I didn't think that could happen to a boy. You hear about it happening to girls or to women, but not to a man, not to a boy. So it was something that was, you could say, put me in shock. And I just, like, blanked out. Yeah, you just try to blank things out. And here it goes, second day of the conference, and I'm sitting there watching this man preach. And I'm there, but I'm not there. And to put it into words, and this is what church is all about. You know, I'm trying to understand this as a 13-year-old boy. I come to a place where I feel that I'm being rescued, and the worst thing in someone's life just is dropped on your lap, and it's hard to comprehend, Danny.
How did things develop after this conference? Did you tell your mom what was happening?
I told her, but due to the position this man had, he was a traveling evangelist, and she said, there's no way you made this up. It can't be that he was putting his hand under the sheets, and so she wouldn't accept it, so I closed down from there, Danny. for over 20-something years. I never mentioned it again. I never spoke to nobody about it after that because I felt like I'm not going to go through that denial again.
You mean opening up to somebody about your deepest wound and somebody saying, no,
yes,
didn't happen.
It was too real to for it to be denied. So I said, I'm not going to mention it no more.
Well, there's someone listening today who's gone through that very same thing. But no one knows about it because it happened to them. And they also said, I'm not going to talk about it. Then, for what? And, the devastation of being denied the affirmation or the reality of it happening is too much to bear. Mm-hmm. But betrayal. You've experienced it. Did it end there? Or did other things happen in your future?
No.
As a child?
Danny, I'm in the church, and I grew real fond of the pastor. I saw him as my father, and but things were at home. They were just my mom and my family. They were into it was just a double life of church, black magic. How do you put those together? How do you understand that?
Church, and what was the word? There was a word that you
used. In Spanish, it's called espiritismo.
Espiritismo.
Yeah, that's called black magic.
So you go into church on mm-hmm. Sundays, uh-huh. Bible studies during the week, prayer meetings, and then black magic going on at the same time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did you see?
Danny,
what was it like?
My God, Danny, I seen I had by the grace of God, I had demonic things come inside the room, and they rolled on me and they laughed at me. Yeah, they would come and present themselves to me and just taunt me and just laugh at me. I have seen people that are in this group just sit down, and they would pour alcohol on the floor, and they were ignited, and they would walk right into it, and nothing would happen. Yeah, and I've seen people crawl as snakes, right through the table, as they go into these chants, and it's real, Danny.
They morph and slither.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I have seen some things that I've seen people just show up in the room and just sit there and just stare at me, all black, yeah, all black and just stare at me. I have heard just voices saying so much negative things that it's real, Danny. It's real what's out there, and I experienced it in a way that I just couldn't believe that my family was involved in this.
Here you are today, able to articulate your experiences. With this betrayal that started early on, a stronghold there in your life, there's an opening that takes place, and then you're able to, the devil, the demonic force, the forces of darkness can really grab hold of your life. But obviously you're here. Something happened that preserved you, that protected you. What took place? How did that happen?
Oh, Danny. From 13 to 16, I was going through that process of trying to put all this together. And finally, when I was 17, I joined the army, and I left at 18, and I ended up in North Carolina. And after North Carolina, I ended up in Hawaii. That's how I ended up in Hawaii. After I got discharged from the army, I ended here. So I ran away from the Lord. Yeah.
During those years?
Yeah, during those years. After I left New York, I didn't attend a church. I would attend occasional Christmas service, but I walked away. I was kind of disgusted, Danny, of what was there, so I said, I'm going to run. Yeah.
Who wouldn't, having gone through what you went through? Really, I mean, people talk about being turned off. That takes it, miles beyond being turned off and the things that you've had to endure. So you shut down spiritually.
Yes.
Shut down towards God, shut down towards the church. And, you know, I would say understandably so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to run away, Danny, and I thought, okay, I escaped the madness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, inside you were empty. You were drained, you were dry. But you survived because you were away from that atmosphere that brought all that pain and all that misery. And then thinking that, okay, I'm here in Hawaii. I'm 7,000 miles away from the misery that caused all this pain. And I became an expert in pressing it down and just living my life. And then I got a call from my mom. I says, I have to come to Hawaii. I have to get away from New York. I said, okay, what's going on? She says, I can't really tell you. I said, right now, but I need to come. I said, Mom, I have to talk because I have at that time I had a roommate and we share expenses and I have to talk to him. She says, I already have a ticket. I said, okay, Mom. So she came down, but the story that she gave me, Danny, it was that when she finally spoke, she said that I was coming home from church and somebody, when I opened the door, three men rushed the door and they raped me. And I said, oh, okay. And she's processing this and I'm trying to process this. She calls me about a couple of months later. She says, due to my Christian belief, I'm pregnant by this rape and I'm not going to have an abortion. I said, oh, okay, whatever you think, you know, you need to do, Mom. And so this call comes 2 years later saying she needs to come to Hawaii. And I said, okay, Mom, you already got your ticket. You're on the way with this two-year little boy.
Oh, yeah. So she had the boy.
She had the boy. Yeah, she had the boy, and here she arrives in Hawaii. And Danny, I look at this boy, and I go, something, you know, I'm not a Christian at that time. I walked away from the Lord, but somehow through God's grace, he's trying to poke at my heart and trying to tell me I'm still there. But I couldn't understand it. But something about this boy, I couldn't wrap my hands around it. And I'm just there in the balcony. I lived in Palama that time on Kalihi. And here I walk out. I walk out and it comes to me. And as soon as it comes to me, she's coming outside to the balcony, and she says, "What's the matter?" I say, "I want you to answer me this." I said, "That's the pastor's son, ain't it?" And she broke down and she told me, "Yes." See, my mom wasn't raped, Danny. She had an affair with the pastor that I saw as a father, and the church closed down. So here it goes again, Danny. Here it goes again. That word betrayal, I think I got I don't have no education, but I think I got a PhD on betrayal.
Hmm.
On understanding what it means.
Hmm. Brother, I can hear the quiver. I can see it in your eyes. And there is a quivering in this moment. Because when you speak about betrayal, and you just describe what you've gone through over the course of the years of your life, Miguel, yes, you have that PhD, my brother. Mm-hmm. You have it. And I believe God sent you here because betrayal is one of those things that's hard for someone to put into words. But you're doing it. And there's somehow a way of comfort, affirmation, even hope in Jesus as you speak. And that hope will be shared with you as you listen. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you think you can run away, and you do run away. You get away from God, you get away from church. I mean, the memory of it is just too painful. The betrayal that you experience is just too much to bear. So you get away, and it's about, what, 9, almost 10 years. And then things come back to you and follow you where you are and leads to something even, well, you could describe it as something even worse when it comes to betrayal. Of course, when it happens again and again, I mean, you know, what do you say? Well, that's the story of Miguel Cardona. He's in studio with me. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. Let me just warn you, the things that we're speaking about, I mean, it's as raw can be. And when it comes to church and church life, when it comes to things that take place, it goes beyond raw. When you talk about hypocrisy that's gone over the limit, well, here you have it today. But we don't want to stop there. There's hope in all of this, as my brother is speaking about the hope that he found in the Lord. The Good Life Hawaii radio show. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety. And I, I, I strongly sense this is one that you would want to maybe listen again if you're able to, and even pass it on to a family member or friend who you know is struggling. Miguel, so you cut through, you realize this is actually the pastor's son that your mom is carrying, or that your mom has given birth to. She wasn't raped. It was through a relationship with the pastor. Take us from there.
Yes, yeah, so Danny, here I go again. You know, I just want to say that, you know, I'm sharing this because my mom knows I'm sharing this. She's a redeemed woman now. God has forgiven her, and I she has been forgiven. I have forgiven her, and we have total restoration in our relationship. But I explained to her this must be told, because people need to hear. There's someone out there that needs to hear. No matter what you go through, God is there, and every pain has its process and has its purpose, Danny, and I couldn't understand that. So here I go again. I'm stuck with this dilemma of finding out that this is the pastor's son, the man that I saw as my father that I never had. And a rage built inside of me, Danny. There was such an anger. I vowed to go back to New York and kill them, and I meant it. I really meant it. When I said it, I know I meant it. I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna destroy this man. But God's mercy helped me back, and my mother went back to New York, and now I have to deal with this. Yeah, I still got a wound, and now I get a fresh wound now, and I'm trying to understand that. And at that particular 1988, I meet my wife, Miranda. And she doesn't have no idea what she's stepping into. She's a Kailua girl, a good family, good close family. And she meets this man with a broken family, violent family, hurt family. And she's witnessing my anger. She's witnessing that I have never seen a man express himself the way he does. Very direct, very straightforward, sometimes really harsh, you know, compared to what she's... And I'm just thinking that's the way I am. If you've been through what I've been through, you will understand. And one day she gave me a call, Danny. And she asked me, "Can I ask you something?" And I said, "Go." I said, "Go." She said, "Have you ever been sexually molested?" And I couldn't talk to her. That was the first evidence, Danny, that I knew that God was there. That God has brought this woman into my life. And just to let me know I'm there. I know what you've been through. I know what you're going through. And this woman... we got married in 1995. We've been married 18 years. We have two beautiful kids, and she has been with me every step of the way, every hurt, every pain, every tear. She has been there, and I owe her everything. She's the one that brought me back to the Lord. At that time, she was going to Word of Life, and she invited me to. "I want you to. Can you come to church with me?" I said, at that time, I didn't explain to her my experiences with church and my experiences with pastors and my story that I just shared about a pastor and my mom. She didn't know all of that. She just said, "Can you come to church?" And I said, I'll think about it. And she started going toward her life. And so I joined her a couple of times. And then it was one Valentine's Day that I went, February 14, 1999, that I sat there, and usually Pastor Art gives an altar call. That particular day, he did not. And I'm just sitting there, and God touches my heart. He says, "I want to heal you." And I said, "I don't know what that means." And then he says, "I want you to come. I want you to come back." And I just told my wife, "I'm ready." "Are you ready?" And she got all excited, and there was no altar call, and everybody was going home and ready. And She dragged me to the front and grabbed Pastor Art, and I rededicated my life at that particular time in 1999 to the Lord. And he spoke Isaiah 43:18-19, that behold, don't look at the former things, yeah, and that I would do a new thing, new, and don't you perceive it, and that stuck with me, yeah, that stuck with me, and I knew that God was alive, and now I just had questions for him, yeah, and my biggest questions to him was, God, are you my dad? I need to know that. I need to, because I won't have any peace until I know that you're my dad. And so that was, I started going to church regularly, Bible studies, disciple classes, and I would hear all these great things about how great God is, and the saving power of grace, and I would accept all of that, but every time they would talk about him being a father, Danny, I just couldn't grasp it. I couldn't understand it. I didn't know what it meant. That was a roadblock that was in my heart that I needed him to take out. Yeah, and then so I was stuck. Yeah, I was stuck.
You're in a place where you can't go forward. You don't know how to navigate through. How did the Lord take you through?
Well, I was at Word of Life, and then we moved to the windward side, and we drove by, and we saw a church. We saw at that time New Hope Windward was at Castle High School, and we saw the sign saying, you know, welcome New Hope Windward, and my wife said, let's go try that church, yeah. And I said, okay, we go try that church, and we went inside and heard the message, and there was this Howley guy preaching. You know, and I heard the message, and at that time, and after the message, he said, we need help with children's church, and I was always fond of children, and I decided, okay, I'm gonna go forward, and I'm gonna volunteer in the children's church, and so I started going, and I really didn't know nobody at church, and then finally, Pastor Dave met me, and he says, I want to speak with you, and I gave him my testimony, and it was kind of a surprise, and this is the man that helped me in the process of getting back the confidence in another man, especially as a pastor. Yeah, I had many run-ins with evangelist pastors that just they just broke my heart, and he helped restore my confidence that he could be trusted, and I'm grateful that he's my senior pastor, and he helped me through the process of healing and seeing God as my Father, and when I started accepting that, my life started changing, and he just spoke to my heart, saying, I'm going to use you to touch other men that don't see God as their Father, because we have a crisis, Danny. That many, even in church, they serve, but they don't see Him as His Father. They don't see Him as a loving Father that wants to put their arms around them, and I know that's gonna be what I've been called to do. That in your greatest hurt, God will show up and show His mercy and show His grace and restore you. So the pain that I have been through, I don't wish it on nobody, Danny. You know, people say, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I will. I can't say that, Danny, because I wouldn't want to go through again. I don't want nobody else to go through. But I know God, in His power and in His mercy, He will restore whatever. But I don't wish that on nobody, Danny. And now I'm in a position that I have this confidence that He is my Father. I have this confidence that He has a purpose and a plan for me. And I'm a man that sits here still going through the process of healing, still going through the process of knowing Him as my Father. and trusting him with the plans that he has for me. So like all of us, I'm a work in progress, and just hoping on his mercy.
I think it's important that we ask this question and you give us an explanation of how it happened. How did you get to this point when you say you begin to see him as your father? How did that happen? What do you see now that's different from before? I think that will practically give someone a glimmer of hope that it can be experienced. It can be done. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, Miguel Cardona. I mean, if anybody has really earned, if we could say it this way, earned a right to share. I mean, he spoke about, yeah, like a PhD in betrayal, that he has that. Okay. But now with that, I think it goes beyond, let's call it postgraduate work on the hope and the grace of Christ through that, which gives hope to all of us. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Can healing actually take place? Can the healing of a heart be mended? Can that be your experience? I believe the answer is yes today, as the Lord sends Miguel Cardona, who's experienced a very deep betrayal from his childhood on up into his young adulthood. But after now 10 years at New Hope Windward, under the leadership of Pastor Dave Barr and his ministry there, the nurture, the mentoring that he's received, the Lord has positioned him to a place where he's speaking today to us, a word of hope, a word of life and healing. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To get this program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this and other resources there. And I would say just share it, because there is healing, there is hope in this broadcast. Miguel, I go back. How did you experience now the healthy relationship in your view of God, our Heavenly Father? How did that get restored in your life?
Well, Danny, I started taking several steps that I believe is necessary. But if I could just pinpoint it to one, and it was joining a small group. We really pushed small groups at New Hope Windward, and at one time I was there. We're there for a year, and my wife says, "Babe, I think you need to start a small group." I said, okay. She says, "No, I want you to lead a small group. I believe God wants you to lead one." I said, "No, I'm not going to lead one." I said, "I'll join one, but I won't lead one." And we started having a small group in my home, and it started off with one. It started off with 1101. and then several years went by, Danny, and it got to the point that I live in a 3-bedroom apartment in Kaneohe, and it got to 23 guys in my living room sharing what God has done to my life, sharing the testimony that no matter what kind of pain you have been through, there's an assigned purpose to that pain. And I just started sharing what God started doing in my life and the process that he took me through. And men started coming, and now it got so big that we had to find a place to hold another small group. And one of the Levites, he opened up his community center in his housing, and that's where we are today, because it got so big. And I believe small groups, it's necessary, because as a church gets bigger, it's hard to be intimate because just of the pace of it. Yeah, you go in and out, and it's hard to sit and get to know somebody. But when you get in a small group, you have this time of intimacy, of prayer, of getting to know someone, and that really helped me in the healing process. And so I would encourage, if anyone's going through a pain, pray to the Lord, lead me to a small group, and lead me to an accountability partner that I could share my hurts with, and they could pray for me and keep me accountable in that path that God has for me. I believe those two, they did a tremendous work in my heart of leading me back to the grace of God, to the mercy of God, to the restoration that I thought was impossible. But using these two tools, he restored me to a place that now I have the opportunity to share what I went through through a small group, through accountability partners, and now I'm in a place where it doesn't hurt no more. It brings back sorrow because it's just something that I went through and that I had to go through. But now it brings hope to people that hear it, and that's my desire today, Danny. That's why I share it. The power of sin is secrecy. When you don't share your hurt, it has a power over you, because what you don't confront, it's going to control you. And I needed to confront it, because it was a lie from the enemy that was telling me that you need to hold on to this. You can't share this. And that was a lie that I was believing so long. The other lie that I was believing, it was that God wasn't my father. He's all natural. He's all powerful God, but he's not your father. And through small groups and accountability partners, those layers were peeled off, layer by layer. It started peeling off.
Miguel, we've got a couple minutes. Please pray. Pray for someone who has experienced betrayal, who needs healing, but they're living in secrecy. And they might not even be in a small group. Pray for them.
Father, I just thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to share your love and to share your mercy and to share your power for those who are listening, Lord. And I just pray for someone, Lord, that is going through pain right now. they're going through, Lord God, hurts that they haven't shared because maybe they're too ashamed. Maybe there's guilt that's been bounding them, Lord. But Lord, you came to set the captives free, Lord. You came to heal the brokenhearted. And I pray, Lord, that your hand of mercy, your hand of love will be poured upon them, Lord God, that they won't have to be ashamed of what they went through. But whatever, Lord God, you have allowed, that you will turn it around for the good. That it will be a message of hope. It will be a message of reconciliation, Lord. That they won't have to hide, Lord God, their shame or their hurt no more. But Father, as they bring it to the light, everything that's brought to the light is made manifest by the light. And you will bring healing. And Lord God, that test will be turned into a testimony for your glory. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing impossible with you, Lord. So Lord God, during this time that we want to rejoice, Lord, because you have brought us, Lord God, the hope of glory that is Christ Jesus. That he came to destroy those works, Lord God, from the enemy, Lord God. And you came and gave us hope. That is Christ in us, the hope of glory. So thank you, Lord God, for those who hear it. Lord God, it will give them a ray of hope. And will bring them to a place, Lord God, of reconciliation. That they will see you as the Heavenly Father through Christ. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You've received a ministry that is heart-to-heart today from Miguel Cardona. A ministry of prayer, a ministry of testimony, a ministry of hope. My brother, thank you for coming today. Thank you for opening your heart, your life, and allowing the Lord to work powerfully through you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny. It was my honor to be in here.
That's Miguel Cardona, our guest today, and sent by God to touch you right there, to touch me right here, where we need the hope of Christ, to know and be reminded of God, our Father. I hope you were encouraged deeply today, as I have, by Miguel Cardona. You can find out more about him, his ministry, New Hope Windward, NHWW.org. God's timing is perfect as he sent my brother here today. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a presentation for you there leading you to Christ. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 24:14 says, "Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Miguel Cardona. Find out more at nhww.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.